determine the classification of information and the proper safeguards for protecting sensitive information. Proper disposal of sensitive documents and computer media that contain or have at any time in the past contained confidential materials. Also, if the company plans to use penetration testing to determine the effectiveness of defenses against social engineering attacks, a warning should be given, putting employees on notice of this practice. Let employees know that at some time they may receive a phone call or other communication using an attacker's techniques as part of such a test. Use the results of those tests not to punish, but to define the need for additional training in some areas. Details concerning all of the above items will be found in Chapter 16. Note: because security awareness and training are never perfect, use security technologies whenever possible to create a system of defense in depth. This means that the security measure is provided by the technology rather than by individual employees. For example, when the operating system is configured to prevent employees from downloading software from the Internet or choosing a short, easily guessed password. Testing. Your company may want to test employees on their mastery of the information presented in the security awareness training before allowing computer system access. If you design tests to be given online, many assessment design software programs allow you to readily analyze test results to determine areas of the training that need to be strengthened. Your company may also consider providing a certificate testifying to the completion of the security training as a reward and employee motivator. As a routine part of completing the program, it is recommended that each employee be asked to sign an agreement to abide by the security policies and principles taught in the program. Research suggests that a person who makes the commitment of signing such an agreement is more likely to make an effort to abide by the procedures. Ongoing awareness. Most people are aware that learning, even about important matters, tends to fade unless reinforced periodically. Because of the importance of keeping employees up to speed on the subject of defending against social engineering attacks, an ongoing awareness program is vital. One method to keep security at the forefront of employee thinking is to make information security a specific job responsibility for every person in the enterprise. This encourages employees to recognize their crucial role in the overall security of the company. Otherwise, there is a strong tendency to feel that security is not my job. While overall responsibility for an information security program is normally assigned to a person in the security department or the information technology department, development of an information security awareness program is probably best structured as a joint project with the training department. The ongoing awareness program needs to be creative and use every available channel for communicating security messages in ways that are memorable, so that employees are constantly reminded about good security habits. Methods should use all of the traditional channels, plus as many non-traditional ones as the people assigned to develop and implement the program can imagine. As with traditional advertising, humor and cleverness help. Varying the wording of messages keeps them from becoming so familiar that they are ignored. The list of possibilities for an ongoing awareness program might include providing copies of this book to all employees, including informational items in the company newsletter, articles, boxed reminders, preferably short attention-getting items, or cartoons, for example, posting a picture of the Security Employee of the Month, hanging posters in employee areas, posting bulletin board notices, providing printed enclosures in paycheck envelopes, sending email reminders, using security-related screensavers, broadcasting security reminder announcements through the voicemail system. Printing phone stickers with messages such as, "Is your caller who he says he is?" Setting up reminder messages to appear on the computer when logging in, such as, "If you are sending confidential information in an email, encrypt it." Including security awareness as a standard item on employee performance reports and annual reviews. Providing security awareness reminders on the intranet, perhaps using cartoons or humor, or in some other way enticing employees to read them. Using an electronic message display board in the cafeteria with a frequently changing security reminder. Distributing flyers or brochures. And think gimmicks, such as free fortune cookies in the cafeteria, each containing a security reminder instead of a fortune. The threat is constant. The reminders must be constant as well. What's in it for me? In addition to security awareness and training programs, I strongly recommend an active and well-publicized reward program. You must acknowledge employees who have detected and prevented an attempted social engineering attack, or in some other way significantly contributed to the success of the information security program. The existence of the reward program should be made known to employees at all security awareness sessions, and security violations should be widely publicized throughout the organization. On the other side of the coin, people must be made aware of the consequences of failing to abide by information security policies, whether through carelessness or resistance. Though we all make mistakes, repeated violations of security procedures must not be tolerated.